relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Happy Friday, dear friends. Happy Friday and a special Friday. Why? Because, well, guess what? We're opening the show with one of our closest friends, great supporter of America First, who you get to enjoy once a week, and then we have a special podcast, The Battle for 1600, but he's been on the road. We want him here in studio to share the wealth. We just call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, welcome in studio.
So great to be here. Exciting, excited. I missed you, my good friend. It's good to see you in person. Nothing like being in person.
No. You can't deny the energy, especially when you look rested and tanned. Is this the new Baron? Is this the 2021 Baron? Tell us all.
I'm hoping this is the 2021 through 2081 Baron. I'm hoping that this is the new Baron for a long time to come.
Well, he better take his balance of nature. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Maybe I haven't taken it.
There
See
you go.
How we did it? Just like that.
Sneaky. Okay.
And Shabbos.
And, of course, it is the Sabbath day. We have so much MAGA to discuss. Amazing events in terms of the... I think... I don't want to say a civil war. I don't want to talk about some kind of civil war inside the Republican Party. But there's something really interesting going on when you look at the events of from Marjorie Taylor Greene to Liz Cheney, the dynamics, Steve Scalise earlier this week, the minority whip, talking about, hey, I'm sorry, Cheney's got to go, the woman who voted against President Trump. Let's analyze this. Let's step up, because you're a former strategic advisor to the Trump campaign. You worked in the White House when I was there. Is this the moment that we've all been waiting for? The millions of listeners to this show, the people who watch us on Rumble, is this the moment where we have, let's put it thusly, the internal clarification of the relationship between MAGA and the Republican establishment? You've been there for years. Is this the moment?
That's a very interesting way of putting it. And I've been thinking a lot about what's going on in a broader, larger context. And if you think about the names, right? You've got Liz Cheney, who's obviously, right, the remnant of the Bush-Cheney era of the Republican Party. Big wars, overextension.
Spending.
Trillions of dollars that should have gone to fighting against and pushing back against the Chinese Communist
Amnesty.
Party. Amnesty. Weakness. You know, globalism, of course, right? Large, unfair trade deals. And that is now giving way to the MAGA heartbeat of the Republican Party. And I think that is what's happening. You know, Liz Cheney, and even the way this went down the last couple of months, right? Liz Cheney had a vote to oust her. She had the backing of Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, and Steve Scalise, the whip. And then she just doubled down. She completely misread where the Republican Party nationally, in the House, and definitely in Wyoming, which is supposed to be her home state, but really, yeah, she's the congresswoman from Washington, D.C., let's right. be honest. She misread the country. Because the country, and especially the Republican Party, which is now becoming synonymous with the MAGA movement, this is the president's party. This is the president's movement, President Trump's. And Liz Cheney tried to stab the MAGA movement in the front and the back and say, well, we're done with you, right? Thanks for the presidency. Thanks for the lower tax cuts. Thanks for the deregulation. Thanks for the fair trade deals. Thanks for standing up for Israel. But now it's over. You know, in the garbage bin you go. Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. And what is happening, and what the expectation is will happen as soon as next week, is that Liz Cheney will lose the conference chairmanship. And then the question is, does she have a future in the House? If I were advising Liz Cheney, which I am not, nor do I plan to, my advice would be, you know what? This is probably the time to go. Because she actually has, you know, she's got a audience, right? And it's the rhinos, which there's very little left of. And now it's the mainstream media. You've got the New York Times writing articles about how great Liz Cheney is.
No, hang on. You've got Nancy Pelosi. We played the audio yesterday or the day before. We've got Nancy Pelosi calling out her courage. Courage, Liz Cheney. If Nancy Pelosi is praising a Republican, that person has issues. And beyond the fact that, what does she do when she's under fire? Forget the events of the last 24 hours. She writes an op-ed for the Washington Post,
right,
about the personality cult of Donald Trump. Okay.
Speaking of cult, she's obsessed with President Trump.
Clearly.
She's triggered, obsessed. She's got the worst. She may have, you know, it may not be Jennifer Rubin. And it may not be Brian Stelter. Liz Cheney.
I was having a good Friday until then. Did you have to mention Jennifer Rubin? Now, that's a problem. That's a person who needs some professional assistance.
Bigly.
I mean, seriously.
Yes,
bigly.
Yes.
She needs some psychiatric assistance.
No doubt about it. But Liz Cheney may take the cake for the worst case of TDS in America. She's obsessed.
Okay, so I don't want to push back. Maybe it's because it's the Senate vice, the Congress, but I talked about this on the show 2 days ago, and I need a baron. I need an explication. I need some strategic analysis. And I'm really fuming. So God bless Scalise and Jordan and all the others. We need a Republican Party that looks like them. But when people look at what's happening in the Senate, when we have every Republican senator except two vote to confirm the Biden choice for the second in command at the Department of Justice as Lisa Monaco, who was Obama's advisor for counterterrorism, for Homeland Security, in a disastrous period, which saw the rise of ISIS. And I go, Boris, why is it only Ted Cruz and Ron Paul, who I have some issues with, but, you know, it's fine, they're fighters. Why is it only those two guys who say, no, you can't have Obama's disastrous DHS advisor as the number two person after Merrick Garland? Does it mean that we have even more work to do in the Senate?
This is more a traditional Republican way of doing it.
But that's not what the Democrats do.
That is not what the Democrats do. The Democrats say this. Hey, how about this? F you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
They say,
your candidate can go to hell.
Literally, you could say, okay, I've got Moses and Jesus Christ as candidates for maybe second tier positions. Right. Okay. That's not put them in the top tier. Democrats say, nah.
No, they were serial rapists in college, right?
That's
what they'll say.
Don't think so. Yeah. Moses. Yeah. Jesus. Not sure about the whole turning water into wine thing. Having fact check it. Let's go to PolitiFact. Double check that one.
Let's go to Kessler at the Washington Post, who's canceled his presidential fact checker for Biden because we don't need it.
Don't be mean. Oh, you know, I forgot
Sorry.
When I was in my undisclosed location how mean you are.
Joe, hey, there's got a good cop, bad cop. You're the nice
listen,
one. You're
Joe
nice
Biden one. Went and got some tacos yesterday, okay? He's the president. He got tacos, maybe an enchilada, didn't answer any questions, okay?
But did he kiss his wife with a mask on like Kamala? That's the that is the question.
Those two, I gotta be honest.
Because they're listen, not science deniers.
Not a lot of things really make my blood boil, okay? But Kamala Harris and the second gentleman, Dougie Emhoff.
Could you imagine being called the second gentleman? Oh, my gosh.
Well, he looks like a second gentleman. He looks like he's okay with
but
a
seriously,
nickname.
Senate, when are we going to grow a pair?
Hopefully after we elect more fighters in 2022.
But is it only going to be in the House? Do we have a mechanism for the Senate?
I think Greitens in Missouri in the Senate is going to be strong.
Okay, we have to talk about the Greitens story.
Then
okay.
We've got, you got Pennsylvania. There's some strong candidates looking there. Ohio, we got to get strength. Arizona against Mark Kelly. You've got to be elected candidates all across the country. And then the Senate is going to stand up. But I agree with you. I do not know why the others, MAGA senators, Ron Johnson, there's no reason to be giving layups and big wins to Biden. You know why? Because they don't do that to us.
Right.
They don't do that to us. They're not, so-and-so, second in command at state is a good guy who's been around for 30 years. We'll go with it. That is not how the Democrats roll. We've got to be tough.
They never, ever give an inch, and we give them a mile. It's got to stop. We need more MAGA voices. That's why we're here with our good buddy. Follow him, Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. We call him the Baron, former strategic advisor to the Trump campaign. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Don't touch that dial. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
We're talking in the break with the Baron. If you went to college, guys, and that college where you had fun, you got your diploma, has turned into a rabid rat nest of liberal critical race theory and radicals, don't give them a penny. Don't give them a penny. Give it to good guys. Oh, you know what? Go to Mike Lindell's website and just buy something for yourself. How about instead of funding the radicals, support a guy who the radicals are trying to cancel? There's a good idea. 25 corporations trying to destroy Mike Lindell, boycotting his products. Guess what? Support him. He's a conservative, a truth teller, a good guy, friend of President Trump. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off MyPillow.com. Over 100 products. The latest are the MyPillow slippers. Superlative! Call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, lots of stuff to cover, but I have to just finish off little codicil to the last discussion. The president's got his new platform, the desk of the president, already banned on Twitter as soon as it was created. Yeah. The Facebook independent committee, which has people such as Nick Clegg, left-wing politician from the UK, have re-upped his ban for another 6 months. Do we have the machinery? Is the ecosystem for finding, promoting, and supporting those MAGA candidates, whether it's for the House, whether it's for the Senate, you have the inside track. You're in Mar-a-Lago recently. Are you satisfied with the way that machine is being built in terms of at least speed?
Can we just for a second, you mentioned it, talk about the whole Facebook thing?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, as it was happening, some people said, well, you know, I think this is going to go our way.
People who said that, like, have you been in a cave for the last 5 years?
And these are people I respect and people who are smart. And honestly, people who are just, I think, honestly hopeful and earnestly hopeful.
Right.
That you could particular board of people. But here's what people forget. They say, oh, the oversight board, as if it's some, you know, independent, objective body. All the oversight board is just a bunch of people who, you know, Zuckerberg and his wife chose to put up there, and then, oh, yeah, really think the, and oh, well, these people studied social media and freedom of the speech in, you know, in university. Well, guess what? Here's how it's going to go. Because I literally did this. Here's how it's going to go. Well, you know, I did study freedom of expression, and it is important. But Donald Trump, I just can't do it.
He's a Nazi.
Orange man bad. I can't do it. I don't know. I can't. I'm triggered. No, vote no. And that's it's so
like,
pathetic.
It's like YouTube, owned by Google, okay, whose CEO a week ago is given an award for being a patron of freedom of speech at an event that's funded by YouTube. We should do events like that, shouldn't we? Should we fund an event where we get awards for being really cool from the event that we fund?
Well, you know, I came from the country where they used to do that, right? That's what Brezhnev used to do, right?
Here's another medal, comrade.
I'm going to have a medal here. You know, and the guy, when he died,
like he's falling over with the medals.
When
he's
he died, they gave him. Hold on, this is amazing, actually. Oh, and that's why these companies who are run by effective communists, because, you know, all these communists, all these libs, they just, all they do is reenact the things that libs did in the past, right? So they want to get power. And they act ludicrously, like giving themselves awards. So to Brezhnev, they gave
Mr. Eyebrow. If you can't remember which one, when it comes to Soviet dictators, the guy with the massive unibrow, that was Brezhnev. Sorry,
heavy, nice and heavy. He had as much hair on his eyebrows as I do on my head. So
he didn't pluck. He did not pluck his eyebrows.
No, didn't even trim. He gave himself an order of victory, which was the order given out in the Soviet Union after the end of World War II,
right,
to literally, I think, maybe 10, maybe 15 of the marsh of the people, the top brass, okay? And Brezhnev fought in the war. He did, but he was like a colonel, you know? He threw himself, like, you know what? What are you going to do? Order of victory. And it was this thing with, you know, I think it had 45 diamonds on it. And, you know, it was an unbelievable
order. For the
people.
For the people, right?
Yeah, only in the Soviet Union, right? How many people died for that? So, but but again, the same thing. That is a country where it was run by people who gave themselves awards. Same exact thing here. And in terms of the oversight board, we have this totally independent thing. They're never going to rule, you know, in the same way that Facebook will. And what does the board do? You know what, guys? We really don't want to get, pretty much the board said, we don't want to get involved. You guys figure it out. Take the next 6 months. And someone else, very smart, said, you know what we should recommend to Facebook? They should create a board to oversee the oversight board. And to see if that were fair. It is totally nuts. But to your key question, I know we have a lot of fun.
And by the way, if you guys missed it, the JFK Library gave a Courage in COVID Award to Gretchen Whitmer. Courage under COVID.
Come on, that didn't happen.
It happened.
Is that real news?
It's real. It's real.
We live in the most hilarious times.
Not Ron DeSantis, not Greg Abbott, not the governors of states that are actually flourishing and functioning. No. Gretchen Whitmer. Wasn't it her husband who said, hey, I get to put my boat in the dock because regulations? Don't you know whose husband I am?
I'm the governor's husband.
And could you imagine having to pull that? Could you imagine what a cuckold you are to say, do you know, I'm not the governor. I'm the hustler.
Sounds like a second gentleman.
the second gentleman of Whitmerism.
He's another second gentleman. We're living in the most hilarious times.
Gotta laugh, though.
I do think we should create some awards, though.
For ourselves?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You know?
I'll fund one for you. You fund one for me.
I'll fund one for you.
All right.
And here's the best facial hair award. Okay, that'll be yours.
Nice.
Okay.
How about for you, the best pocket square award?
Wonderful.
Should we do that?
And for both of us.
Right?
For both of us. The most selective cigar smokers.
Oh, okay, deal done.
Okay,
let's do it.
Some awards.
Love it.
We need it. What are we going to? Hey, if no one else is going to award us,
I'm not waiting for the JFK Library to give me one.
No.
Or YouTube. YouTube banned me. Ooh, I'm so scared.
They don't like you very much. They don't like you.
What are you afraid of? What are they afraid of?
They're all scared. Same thing. What do you think Democrats are afraid of in the Arizona audit? What do you think they're afraid of?
Oh my gosh! Hang on. I got it right here. Justice Department. This is stunning. We're going to run out of time this segment. I'm just going to tee it up. So, because you're a lawyer, you know the corruption in the swamp. This is from justthenews.com. We love these guys, Nicholas Sherman. The Justice Department, the head of the Civil Rights Division, sent a letter Wednesday to the GOP Senate President Karen Fan in Arizona to say that the use of an external contractor to investigate the ballots and to do an audit may be against federal law. But I guess Zuckerberg dropping $400 million to train local poll workers, that's fine, right, Boris?
Okay, here's what you don't understand. Everything the liberals do,
uh-huh.
Getting rid of mail balloting checks, increasing
signature
amount of
checks.
Ballots, getting signatures, pretty much making it the same as voting for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's fine because they're Democrats.
Okay, because that makes it legal.
They're liberals.
Right? The Democrats do it, it's legal.
Joe Biden got 80 million votes, even though he couldn't get 50
wink,
million
wink.
People to
wink,
listen
wink.
To watch his state, of, you know, watch his address to the joint session. Sure, we should all believe that, guys.
I wonder who watched, which one got the biggest audience? The sinking Oscars? Or Biden. We'll give
about
you
time.
All the answers here on America First with none other than the Baron in studio with me, Sebastian Gorka.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We don't just have fun here and have a chat. We have teams of back office personnel doing research, and their name is Chad. Chad, that medal from the Soviet Union, what's it called?
The Order of Victory.
And somebody got it twice, right?
Yes, probably one of history's, you know, great heroes.
Yes.
You know, perhaps.
Great leaders.
Yeah.
Humanitarians.
Joseph Stalin. You know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Murderous dictator Joseph Stalin.
He gave it to himself, to be fair.
He gave it to himself. Well, that's okay. That's like the Democrats.
It's a total Democrat move. Yeah, he gave it to himself.
And just for the full, because we want to give you the full facts. The unibrow who got it, Brezhnev, it was rescinded after he died.
Bernard Montgomery got it.
The British general?
That's right.
Wow.
Monty got it.
With the beret.
Monty got it. Dwight Eisenhower got it.
Stalin got it twice. Josip Tito.
Tito got Zhukov got it twice.
Well, Marshal Zhukov.
Marshal Zhukov got
well,
it twice.
He had big epaulettes, so he could put them on the epaulettes.
Yeah. These things, for anybody, they are very impressive. I mean, there's a lot of diamonds.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people in the workers' paradise digging up those diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Last awarded was the first awarded was 1944. Let's put it this way: they awarded him from 44 to September 9th of 1945, and then 33 years later, Leonid Brezhnev got one.
Maybe he was like one of those Japanese soldiers on an island, and he thought he was still fighting the war 33 years later.
He may have thought, I've written about this: the parallels between Joe Biden and Brezhnev. Andropov and Chernenko.
You're a bloody mind reader. How does he do that? I don't know. He's just like long lost brother. Okay,
see, it's like right there.
It's
cigars.
When you're in studio.
Only studio.
Only studio. Okay.
Only studio.
So I wanted to bring up this article. We haven't had him on the show this week. We will have. It's Victor Davis Hanson, the great Victor Davis Hanson. Latest piece at amgreatness.com, americangreatness.com, amgreatness.com. And it's one of his longest. It's called The Bleak Biden Way. You've got to read it. The Bleak Biden Way. And it's just a factual recitation of of just the scads, the reams, the truckloads of negative actions and negativity in the last 3.5 months. There's nothing he touches that doesn't wither and die, whether it's the
like
border,
the little flower he picked,
like the little, whether it's going to visit the Carters and making them look like pup, whatever it is. How long can this last?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure, let's do that.
Why did the Carters look like real people in the picture?
Oh, because it's a special lens that doesn't shrink the Bidens, only shrinks the... It is a Carter shrinking lens. Have you never bought a Carter
shrinking... Is that really what they're trying to tell us?
Oh, yeah. They said it was a special lens that distorted the image. But only of the Carters, who are right next to the Bidens. Not the Bidens. Just the Carters.
They look so big. And
they look like ventriloquist dummies.
They really do. And they got the big, their heads look really out of proportion. What happened? What are they doing to the poor Carters?
And why is he not wearing a mask only when he goes outside?
Sebastian.
He goes outside and he puts
you
the mask.
You don't understand science.
Science.
When you're alone outside,
then
you need
science.
A mask.
Then science.
When you're next to some really old.
Then science.
Some really old people.
Then you take it off.
Science says no need for the mask. Come on. It's very simple. You know.
Kissing with masks. Is that a fetish?
That's some second festival stuff. Can I tell you something? That I've been watching an unbelievable show.
He thinks he's on the podcast. He thinks he's co-hosting. Go ahead.
I've been watching a show called Shtisel on Netflix, and it's a show about a very ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Israel. And to people who need kind of a break from the craziness of how we live, just take a look at the show.
Take a break. Have a Kit Kat. Watch Shtisel.
The we're talking about it, because there's so much kind of humor and cynicism in it, you know, because that's the only way we could approach and really look at what is happening with this. Our president, the guy who has the title, Joe Biden.
See, he's losing his words.
There's things I want to say,
careful.
But if you were China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela.
That CIA recruiting video. Are you intersectional? I don't have to ask. It's here. It's radio. Are you intersectional? Are you a box ticker?
Into what?
She said, I'm not a box ticker. After she said, I'm Latino, I'm intersectional. I mean, after ticking boxes, she said, but I'm not a box ticker.
But I tick a lot of boxes.
It's literal that is the definition of gaslighting.
The point is that our enemies across the world, the biggest adversaries we have, there is no way that they're not looking at us right now and saying, you guys are an absolute and total and utter pathetic joke.
Yeah.
That is exactly what's happening.
They're pulling down their war plans. They're getting ready to up their game, whatever it is, whether it's financial, economic, or military. One serious note, and then we'll move on. If you guys want to see the real geopolitical consequences of a lack of leadership in this country, for just 10 minutes, go online and watch news clips in the last 2 weeks from Australia. Australia thinks China is going to war with Australia. Why? Because America doesn't have their back. You have members of the Australian military and the government saying, sorry, guys, we tried, but you may have to get ready for the real consequence. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Talking to the Baron in studio, having taken our balance of nature. Balance of nature from Dr. Douglas Howard is for me health in your hands. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. I take every day that give me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You got to eat wisely, and we don't always, but this is your guarantee that you get all those nutrients. Do it today. Use my name, and Dr. Howard will give you 35% off and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. Balanceofnature.com, code Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
All right, we've got an amazing show on Newsmax this Sunday. We went to the border with Jeff, took a camera to investigate what's really happening since Biden took over. The evidence is all there. Amazing guests. You've got to tune in this Sunday. Oh, look, he's done a buffer. How delightful. Thank you, Eric. Newsmax, the Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. re-air at 10 p.m. Eastern. Set your DVR. If your cable provider doesn't have Newsmax, they're commies. But it's okay. You can download the app for free and watch it on your phone, your tablet, or just mirror it onto your TV screen. That's the Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air at 10 this Sunday. And the next time we're going to concentrate on the deep state and corruption in D.C. But there's a story we covered yesterday with Governor Greitens that Boris has been tracking very closely. So you've been there. You've been fighting the corruption, whether it's the Mueller probe or everything else here in D.C. But this Greitens thing, it's outrageous, isn't
unbelievable.
It?
Unbelievable.
And what's coming out now, years later? Scores of infractions by the prosecutor?
Right.
But what is best in life?
How should the average listener, three viewer, put this into the puzzle? Is this just some anomaly that happened with Eric? Or is this really what we've come to in America?
What is best
in
life?
First of all, let's look at what happened.
Crush your enemies.
The St. Louis prosecutor, Kim Gardner, Soros funded.
The Soros funded.
George Soros funded. Picked on the governor. And then,
just decided he has to be taken down.
Well, she decided she would stop at nothing to take down the governor. She lied. She obstructed. She, you know, how many?
I mean, evidence was manufactured, or evidence was posited, which just happened to disappear magically, and then he loses his office.
This prosecutor, her investigator, has already been charged with seven felonies. And the prosecutor now is in real danger of losing her law license. And I would say she herself could be in danger of either being charged or being prosecuted or at least being sued for the way that she mishandled this case. I mean, this woman, Kim Gardner, was just so obsessed with taking down Greitens. She committed wrongdoing after wrongdoing. How many days?
63 or something. So like 60 plus.
Scores, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of wrongdoings in prosecuting this sitting governor of Missouri. The people of Missouri elected him. He was a sitting governor, and then she went after him. But guess what? Now Greitens is running for the Senate. He's the front runner in that election. And it's because the people of Missouri, they knew that this was a railroading.
So broader,
this is not the only example. Trust you me.
So what is the correct conclusion to draw? Is it the negative one, that everything is just corrupt everywhere? Or is it that persistence and fighting back actually pays off, like it did for Eric?
Persistence and fighting back pays off.
Okay.
Standing up pays off. Being strong pays off. And that's what Greitens did, right? Yes, him and his family made a decision that there was the right move to step down as being governor, but he never gave up the fight, never gave up the proclamation of his own innocence and the fact that he was railroaded. He went back at it and back at it and back at it. And guess what? Now the investigator's in trouble and the prosecutor's in trouble, and they got big problems.
It helps if you're a former SEAL, by the way, because that's why Eric
Purple
Christ
Heart.
To Tim doesn't give up because he's a former SEAL. Okay, he railroaded me in the last segment. And I forgot what I wanted to talk about. And now I've remembered. There's an article by Victor Davis Hanson that I mentioned.
The Bleak Biden Way.
It's the Bleak Biden Way. And you got to read it, guys. It's up on our Twitter and our Facebook pages. And what I want to ask you is, this recitation is amazing, of just chapter and verse of the 3 months of everything negative, everything that America is racist, you got to wear a mask, blah, 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 keep things closed, on and on and on. How long can a party whose message is built exclusively on doom and gloom actually function and garner votes? Well, look, you left the former Soviet Union, so maybe that gives you a special perspective, but doesn't the leveraging of fear only get you so far?
Leveraging of fear gets you negativity. It depresses the populace. It depresses the electorate. If all the Democrats want to say is how bad America is and how bad a majority of Americans are, that is not a winning message. Uplifting, positive, make America great. We are going to get through this. We are going to move forward. That's the positive message.
So how long is this? When is it going to break? When are we going to see people say, I've had enough of this?
I think 22 is going to be a bad year.
For the Democrats.
I think 22 is going to be a bad year for the Democrats, and then 24 is going to be a bad year for the Democrats. Both will be good years for the Republicans because the Democrats don't have an offering.
Right. There's nothing positive.
What is their proposition to the American people?
We're a racist.
You're a racist.
Put your mask on, you're a racist.
Exactly. Put your mask on, shut up. We're going to tell you what to think. You tried an audit an election in Arizona, the DOJ is going to come in and tell you to stop. You know, you're Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. We're going to rush into your apartment at 6 in the morning and confiscate your belongings because you're a threat to
run. But not Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right. But we're going to...
No, don't touch that.
Okay? On one count of a FARA allegation, which used to be not even prosecuted before they started using it as a cudgel against people who may have been in President Trump's orbit. That's what the Democrats are offering. It's cynicism. It's darkness. It's Orwellian. It is truly Orwellian. I mean, the feeling in this town, I've been gone from this town now for a couple of months. Honestly, the feeling is so negative around D.C., it's not the same. It's not the early days of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
You know, when we felt positivity, we were going to, you know, bring about the new NAFTA, push back on China, try to fix Korea somehow, right?
Push back on the mullahs.
Work with Israel. Push back on the mullahs.
Open the GM. Open the Ford factories again.
Exactly. Stand up for the American worker. Do everything that President Trump promised. What's Biden and Kamala Harris' problem? Kamala Harris went to the border. By the way, did you know that she finally went to the border? Did you hear the news?
No.
She did. She went to the border. Except it was the wrong border. She went to New Hampshire.
Oh!
She went to the northern border.
So where all the coyotes are? The real ones. The furry ones.
The furry ones, yeah. And, you know, maybe she wanted...
I went to the border, Kamala. I bought my own ticket. I bought a camera. You can do it, too. It's not too difficult. It's America. Try it.
It's free for her, right?
She's got an airplane. I didn't have an airplane.
She's got a plane. She's got a million cars and an entourage.
She hasn't moved into the vice president's house. Why is that? Naval Observatory.
She's got to be close.
Oh, got it. Because Blair House is just across the street from the White House.
Right there.
She's ready. She's the cackler. And he's the baron. Follow this man, Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein. And watch that film. What's the TV show?
Stissel.
Get some relief. Relax. And in the meantime, did I say relief? I did. Get some real relief. If you're in pain, if you're suffering backache, neck ache, shoulder, ankle, whatever it is, please do what I do. Take a Relief Factor. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily relief. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384. Or just go to ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Let's just admit it. Trump is clawing his way back. He is so angry that he won fairly that he's going to do whatever he can to try and feed that lie using whatever power or whatever authority he has over these pathetic Republicans who have no spines, who are so scared of him, even though they could be done with them. They could be free of him and they could put him behind them if they would just say and do the right thing. Instead, they're propping up Elise Stefanik and, you know, forcing her to move away from her own core values.
Somebody's worried. Oh, poor Mika Brzezinski's worried. Donald Trump is clawing his way back. He got 74 million votes in America, so he didn't go anywhere he needs to be clawing back from. But we're glad you're worried because It's a very, very good sign. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. We have an amazing slew of guests after the Baron, Trish Regan, Jim Carafano, a very special Second Amendment guest, and then some brave people I met when I was in the heart of liberal Bend, Oregon, who have agreed to come on the show to tell us how they're fighting back. But let's go to the first call of the day, our good buddy in L.A., Don. Welcome. Happy Friday.
Oh, Dr. G, so great to hear your voice again. You're like Radio Free America for those of us who are in occupied California.
How are you doing? How is life behind enemy lines?
Well, we're fighting every day, you know.
Oh, my, we lost every single call on the call board. What happened there, Shad? But there were three calls. We got to get him back. Don, we need to know what happened to him behind enemy lines. Okay, in the meantime, I've been meaning to do this. Special thank you. If you're listening, Victor and Elizabeth gave Katie and I some gifts today when we were in West Virginia, and one of them is my Thomas Jefferson bobblehead. And it's going to go behind me with the rest of my collection. Thank you for that and everything else, Victor and Elizabeth. He's back. They can't put a good man down. Don, what were you saying?
Dr. G, there had to be the NSA. Biden is interfering. Damn him.
They know. They're afraid of you, just like Meek is afraid of the president. You've got a minute till the heartbreak. Tell us what you want to tell us.
Just really quickly, you know, one thing the left has over us is they organize.
Yes.
You know, when the Israelis were, you know, trying to found the state of Israel, they had all these groups, Palmach, Stern Group, Irgun Zvi Lumi, Haganah. They were all wiggling around like fingers of a hand, and we got to clench into a mighty striking fist. We have to get unified and organized.
You know, it's so creepy you say that, because the people I just mentioned, Victor and Elizabeth, we're having this conversation just a few hours ago, and I said the biggest difference, somebody said, it's because we're not passionate about what we care about. Wrong, wrong, wrong. We are as passionate, if not more, but we're not organized. They're like a cult. It is the Borg. We, as free men and women, have to get organized, and that's why we're here. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay on this channel.